Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We've been following what is going on with local government elections, trying to understand how these coalitions are going to be formed. Sunusha Naidu is joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Sunusha is the Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Oh, do you think we are going to see these coalitions forming in the next few days? How long do they normally take?
Okay, so let's start off with the easy question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the process. And the process is essentially 2 weeks. This is, today would be a week in which the coalition discussions would be had. So the way it works is that the moment the IEC proclaims the election results, like, and it was proclaimed last Thursday in the evening, then coalition discussions need to start immediately, because they only have 14 days from the day of proclamation to actually form a coalition. Now, in the week since we've had the election results proclaimed, we've seen a whole lot of shenanigans happen. Nobody's talking to anybody. I won't talk to you unless this happens. I mean, the negotiations, the horse trading, and the compromising just became very, very intense. And then, of course, once the 2 weeks are up, then you must be able to establish a council. And if you aren't able to establish the council, I think the COCTA NEC in the province will be able to give certain lead time or leeway time.
Mm-hmm.
And even after 2 weeks you're unable to establish a council, then there's a possibility. I've never seen it happen, although perhaps maybe it could have happened and I missed it. There's a possibility that the council is then taken under the administration of the COCTA NEC in the province. And then once that happens, they can control the province for 90 days, or not control the province, the council can be under administration for 90 days. And thereafter, a rerun can happen. Now, we have a rerun of the election.
And but will that be both for, let's say, your city as well as the province? How does that work?
So it's both for your metro and your non-metro area.
Right. Wow.
So in other words, what's interesting is that if there's no way in which they can come to a negotiations and form a council in that municipality, then you end up in a situation where this can be it. But I stand corrected as well. You also can have the parties coming together and forming nominating a speaker, and once the speaker of a council is nominated, then if you have quorum, you can nominate if it's an executive mayor or a non-executive mayor, depending. But that's the point I made earlier about a rerun. Seems to me that in the ANC, according to this one reporter, that seems to be banking on that as well. Because if you do a rerun, then the possibility is also that you are able to, they are banking on the fact that their supporters will come out and vote in their municipality or council. Mm. Now, this is a long shot in the dark, because they didn't come to vote for you in the first part. Why would a rerun be any different?
Right. Absolutely. And do they need over 50%? Or do they just need more than another party is able to put together? In other words, DA, Action SA, whoever decides to get together, get to 46%, and the ANC's coalition only gets to 43%, just to use random numbers, can a council still be formed?
Yeah, so what will happen there let's assume in Shwane, which is really deadlocked, or in Johannesburg, which is very close.
Mm.
So still the ANC and the DA have 39%, or just over 39% each in Shwane. So then, of course, the big kingmaker there is Action SA. Action SA, I think, won around about 10% or something there. Mm. Now, they can come in with either party. Assuming they come in and the ANC does not get the kind of support that it needs, or the partners it needs, My understanding is you don't have to have over 50% to establish the council. If you can get a working majority, a minority rather, then you can do it. And that's what somebody said to me the other day. They said, so the longest time the DA was actually running Tshwane with a minority. So as long as you're able to get a quorum going, and if there's a quorum in the council, and then nominate the speaker, and then nominate then you can nominate the mayor, etc. You can establish a council. But I think this is an issue, Howard, that many of us are confused about, because we're not 100% clear how it works. So it's definitely interesting to have more education around, because it also has implications for how people in the electorate are thinking about things. Because the question I keep coming back to is the point about is, if in this election, the fragmentation of the vote and the fact that we don't know how many people, it would be important to look for spoiled ballot votes as well, but how many people split their votes? So they must have said, for PR, I'll vote Party X. For ward councillor, I'll vote for Party B. That's another important dynamic. And does that say then that you want parties to work in coalitions? In Johannesburg, there's Johannesburg residents that whilst they feel coalitions may be the future, they just don't necessarily get things done effectively or efficiently or expediently because they're too busy haggling over issues.
Yeah, it's so fascinating, and it's just so interesting how it's gone completely quiet while all of these negotiations are happening in the background.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know, the other thing that's interesting is that once you had the hype of this election was about what the turnout would be and how many and what would the ANC and the big parties get. But you know what? If this is what's going to happen as we move forward, I think we need to have more understanding of our electoral system, because it is very complex. The reason why we're here now, the reason why you have these hung councils is because we have a complicated system. I mean, I don't know about you, but when you looked at the ballot paper, it was just like going on forever and ever and ever. Where did it stop? And people get tired. People get confused. You know, that's the one thing. The second thing is understanding this process now, because at the end of the day, the challenge is the ANC is now talking about interviewing or nominating a mayoral candidate. I mean, they have to get their negotiations going on the coalitions, but they're still going with their own internal process of the mayoral candidate nomination. But again, you know, you've got to be able to say, why couldn't you have just put your candidates out there in the first place? Because you weren't cohesive enough, or you didn't have the ability to do it. So I think the problem for us right now in South Africa is we need to understand what this electoral process means going forward.
Yeah, because it has indicated quite an important shift in how South Africans are voting and how they're prepared to look at elections. And I would imagine that for every political party, now's the time to start looking at 2024 when we have another election and we have the national election and what this showing meant and means to them.
Absolutely. I mean, what basically boggles my mind is how the parties before this election, I don't think anybody spoke about coalition. Nobody in the election manifesto that I could think of, nobody on the platform or the podium spoke about the fact that coalitions were going to be real, and this is what our position on coalitions are. If they did speak about coalitions, it was always a very negative approach. We will not go into a coalition with this party. And I think they've got to mature. They've got to now realize that if this is the reality of the landscape, then they've got to also then start putting out documents and positions and say this and that. What they do say is that these are the positions we have, these are the values, these are the principles, and we want you to negotiate. We want to negotiate with parties or stakeholders that have the same or share the same mind. You know what? In government, you never share the same mind. You're always fighting. The point is that you're fighting to the detriment of people. And I think in the next election, when we think about this, it's going to be very difficult, because if these coalitions don't work for the communities now, next election is going to become even more complex and intense and fragmented.
Indeed. It is 8:57. Sanusha Naidoo, thank you. As always, that's where we leave it.